Good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and get started, 1 o'clock. And my name is Sandy Jones. I'm a public health advisor at the Centers for Disease Control in the Cancer Surveillance Branch with the National Program of Cancer Registries. And today we are here to talk about interoperability in public health, cancer reporting from anatomic pathology laboratories and EHR systems to cancer registries. Today's session will go until 2:30. If you would, please remember to silence your cell phones and fill out the session evaluation forms if you would like to receive CE credit. Also, we would like for you to fill out the general conference evaluation form as well. We will handle questions in between each session, each presentation. So after each presentation, we'll allow 1 or 2 questions, with the majority of the questions at the end of all 3 presentations. So first up, we Wendy Blumenthal was supposed to be here today, but unfortunately she had a family emergency. And so we actually have a wonderful presenter to fill in for her, is Wendy Sharber. She is a CDC contractor with Northrop Grumman and has been working in public health for over 25 years. She has specialization in cancer registration and interoperability between EMRs, pathology laboratories, and public health cancer registries. Ms. Sharber has authored 2 IHE profiles, 1 for anatomic pathology and 1 for physician reporting. She is president of Registry Widgets, a consulting firm for information exchange, and she facilitates the SNI framework for public health reporting initiative. She will actually present first to talk about activities of the CDC Cancer Surveillance Branch and in our work with informatics on the reporting from pathology laboratories and EHR systems to our cancer registries. Second up will be Eric Durbin. He currently serves as the Director of Cancer Informatics at the Kentucky Cancer Registry at the University of Kentucky. He has an undergraduate degree in computer science and biology, a master's degree in computer science, and is currently completing his doctoral degree in epidemiology at the University of Kentucky College of Public Health. He has directed the cancer informatics efforts for the Kentucky Cancer Registry for over 20 years. Eric and his staff develop and maintain central and hospital-based registry systems, as well as other innovative software applications and electronic cancer reporting infrastructures. Eric will present the work that they've done there in Kentucky. Following Eric, we will have Jeanette Jackson-Thompson. She's a medical anthropologist and epidemiologist who serves as director of the Missouri Cancer Registry and Research Center. Dr. Jackson-Thompson is a research associate professor in health management and informatics in the School of Medicine, University of Missouri, Columbia, Missouri. She also chairs the Uniform Data Standards Committee of the North American Association of Central Cancer Registries and is the principal investigator of 2 ERA projects. So at this time, I will turn it over to Wendy Sharber.
Good afternoon. I'd like to first thank Anna Orlover of the Public Health Data Standards Consortium for allowing me to give up my moderator presentation and be able to present for Wendy Blumenthal. So I'm going to present on cancer registries, health information technology, and interoperability activities. A couple of points to get you into context for the cancer registration in the United States. It is a mandated reportable condition. And all states and territories report to up to their states and federal registries. The statistics, as you know, we have statistics up through 2007. It contains data for all 50 states that are supported either by CDC or the National Cancer Institute. There is great collaboration between the CDC, the NCI, the North American Association of Central Cancer Registries, the standard-setting organizations, hospitals, and the various other healthcare industries. We have rates for blacks, whites, Americans. We have been able to produce statistics on a variety of the race and ethnicities. Approximately 1.2 invasive cancers are diagnosed each year. We're going to be talking today about three parts of our data collection stream. They are the freestanding pathology laboratories, the cancer treatment centers, and the ambulatory care centers. First, we're going to start with anatomic pathology. What we wanted to do in this particular activity was to get all of the pathology reports, whether they were in the hospitals or in a freestanding pathology center, to report to the cancer registries. We accomplished this. We used one voice for the entire cancer registry community, talking to the vendors so that they only need to implement one solution. We engaged the national and large regional laboratories so that we have a national lab, several national labs that send to many states. We have one lab that sends to every state. They are using a single structure, a single data standard, and sending to 39 states are participating in this currently. The way we did this is our community through NAACCR, we say NACER to save some time, we put a volume 5 together of our standard, which is an HL7 2.3 and a 2.5.1 message. We've also established appropriate filtering methods, multiple ways so that the laboratories can choose the way of identifying cases that is easiest for them, either by ICD-9 codes, by test codes, by search term lists. We use the FinMS server to pull data back and forth, but there are a couple that use a system that has already been in place. We developed receiving software, electronic mapping and reporting and coding software, that is the EMARC Plus software, to receive and process the pathology report so we can further identify the cases and do some identification of the diagnoses themselves and do some of the coding into our specific coding scheme. We use a classification of diseases for oncology. And then we took this format, this methodology, our experience, and expanded that into taking this to integrating the healthcare enterprise, an international organization that allows us to fully test with vendors. We have a receiving side vendor, but we wanted to get the sending vendors of the pathology laboratories. And we developed a profile there, and it is based on the NACER Volume 5. A side note to put to this is that the anatomic pathology domain within IHE is actually in France. And so we worked with the French and Germans, Spain was there, and a few others, and we made a coordinated structure for anyone in these countries and others that want to attend and use this profile to be able to use this. So we truly had an international perspective into this. Clinician and physician office reporting became a little bit different. The problem we had here is that cancer registries are very well prepared and have been collecting cancers from hospitals for 40, 50. The Connecticut registry has been going since 1944. So we're very used to doing this. But as medical advances have occurred and the successes have pushed some of the cancer diagnosis and treatments into ambulatory care. And so our rates and completeness had started to go down because we were missing things like melanoma, some prostate and urinary cancers. So because we have not asked the physicians to do this because we've gotten it all from the hospitals, we need to now engage those physicians. So what we did is CDC's National Program of Cancer Registry performed put together a clinic and physician office work group. And again, that involved as many registries that were available and wanted to attend. And we wanted to develop methods and standards for physicians to report, again, so that the vendors can do one solution so that they would not have to worry about what New York's, Minnesota, Georgia, Montana solution is. We needed an automated electronic process and to move this into IHE. We found that's a very effective way to get the vendors involved, to make sure we have a standard that is complete. What we think complete is public health, and, you know, we take that last 5% and talk about it amongst ourselves. The IHE work groups make sure we put that down so that the vendors have what they need. So our use case is that the physician sees a patient and they diagnose them with a cancer. Their EMR checks to see if this diagnosis meets the criteria for reporting to a state cancer registry. And if it is met, then they create and auto-populate the cancer registry report and send it to a cancer registry. The registry can then receive it and do reports and automate reception and putting that in with the hospital reporting that they have. It has made it much more timely to do this, having the ambulatory care settings reporting. So we started the CPO work group formation. We had 90 people respond and 70 participated. So we had quite a huge, large participation throughout the country on reporting and were working on this with us. We meet twice monthly because we really wanted to go. IHE has an annual cycle and we wanted to make it in there. For our activities to date, we have the goals, the scope documents, how we want to do this, and we moved into IHE. The data elements, and this is one of the most important slides that I want to show for you, is you can see that we have demographics, our risk factors important to us, the provider facility information, diagnosis information that's specific to cancer, comorbidity, diagnostic results, treatment, and treatment plan. With the diagnosis information, that template, that section, to use a 2.5 word, that segment, can be pulled out and somebody else's disease area can be put in. So you can put in stroke, you put in diabetes, you can put in tuberculosis, and still be able to use the comorbidity section as it is, treatment, diagnostic results. That all comes from the continuity of care document, the CCD. So we worked very hard to make sure this worked for cancer, but it'll be fully usable for others in public health doing reporting. So with IHE, many people know, some people may not. I'm not going to read this. It's in the slides that you can look back for. I know we read so much that you guys have been through this slide by the time I finish the sentence, so we'll just move on. The process is an annual process where people bring a use case in, a scenario, a part of the medical process that they want to do, and they fully specify what they need, the contents, the way they're going to transact and move this data back and forth. The vendors are there, the subject matter experts are there working on doing this. So the pathology reporting to public health is a 2.5. It shows that we can move data from pathology laboratories. We have the data elements there. It can be implemented by eligible hospitals for meaningful use so that they can report their cancer cases through anatomic pathology as opposed to the clinical laboratory. It's been fully tested at Connectathon. We've sent it at HIMSS, and we also tested it again at 2011 because we had other vendors that wanted to deal with this. Our particular software for receiving was fully tested, successfully tested. We had a vendor want to do this as a sender, so we came back and paired with them to do this. So the physician reporting to cancer registries, an important thing that reinforces what I showed you is it said physician reporting to a public health repository. It doesn't say cancer registry, that comes after the dash, because we're fully promoting that this way of describing content, you can use most of the sections that the continuity of care people use and then plug in your one section for your own disease. It is a CDAR2. We use CCD as much as we can. We added only one new cancer-specific content module template. We also use the FinVAD system so that all of our data elements that are coded, they reside in the area of FinVADs that the vendors and the receivers can collect, grab that, pull it down, and it has all the data elements, the data values. And that has been significant for us not to have to post that or send it via Excel spreadsheets to the various vendors. Excuse me. We demonstrated at the showcase in 2010 as a leading edge new endeavors, and then we got our profile done and tested at the 2011 Connectathon and demonstrated at the HIMSS conference, and again we were at the showcase this week. Interestingly, at the 2010 showcase and what we did, it was very workable, very good, but not ready for prime time. So we spent a year working through some of the changes, moved it even further back into CCD, which made the vendors much more happy. And it will be tested at the 2012 Connectathon, where we fully expect that we will have a successful test, both for the senders and the receivers. Our profile is better. And then we will move to HIMSS with that successful test. So complicated arrows, but what is showing in the left bottom hand corner is here's the physician that is diagnosing. He or she can send up to the laboratory who can report. The physician can report his or her kind of information. And it gets to the Public Health Cancer Registry in a very automated, hands-off approach. So our software that we have, again, it's mapping, reporting, and coding. It's freely available through the National Program of Cancer Registries. Supports multiple database operating systems, interfaces with the FinMS, can receive and process data from the lab and from the physician offices. So very much useful for any one of the public health programs that want to start gathering data from their EMRs. We have mapped it into the NACER data elements, along with many of communities that were way ahead of the ball for a number of years. We're now behind the ball in getting our standards. We have our own specific standards, and now we need to get them up to the national. So we've done mapping to make sure that we can receive and talk with those other healthcare agencies. We do filtering so that we can tell which is a cancer registry. We can auto-populate a variety of things. We do natural language processing so that we can look into some of this text and find what we need. Again, it's database driven, so cancer tables can come out and stroke tables can go back in, or diabetes or any of the others. We use the variety of standards within this whole process, each at the appropriate point. You'll see nothing's new, nothing says cancer there, so that we are attaching the cancer registry to the national items. And it's something that, you know, don't think you have to move everything to all of these at once. These mapping tools are, you know, and just mapping your data to their data can get you through for a couple years till you can move your field up into the national standards. So moving to implementation, meaningful use in electronic health records. I'm not going to read. We all know meaningful use. It also provides an opportunity for public health to exchange data. We know the three that were selected for meaningful use. We're working and have proposed cancer reporting for a stage 2 criterion. Eligible provider would submit reportable cancers to at least one cancer registry. And this is a new objective for CMS consideration. And we're, as a Health Information Technology Standards Committee, we have suggested that they use the IHE Cancer Reporting Implementation Guide because it has been vetted and has been through a couple of public comments. So why cancer? We have a well-established single national data standards for the entire community. And it's been in place for over 15 years and has kept up with the standards. They are ready to receive and process data by 2012, possibly sooner. The tools are available to do a 2.x or a CDA. To also do reporting requirements are part of capture of information for diagnosis and treatment. And we do currently already receive 2.3.1 and 2.5 messages. So we feel this can open the door for other public health case reporting. As I mentioned, we have that one segment, plug and play. Comparative effectiveness grant, and this research that sets up my next two colleagues and presenters, it's funded by the ERA Comparative Effectiveness Research Activities through CDC. Core states are required to expand electronic pathology reporting to implement within new laboratories. For those that have done some, we want them to bring along more. Those that haven't gotten involved yet due to other priorities, get them involved. Also, two special project states will are implementing electronic reporting from the physician clinic offices using the IHE profile. And that is what Eric and Jeanette will be talking about. I would like to acknowledge Wendy Blumenthal, who is the lead of this project and got it through IHE and not here today. She's with her family. Sandy Jones as the head of the NPCR project for advancing electronic reporting and registry operations. Sanjeev Burral, who will be our microphone man and developed our software. And Meenal Agarwal, our business analyst that helped design and make sure we had covered everything in order to get this done in a complete manner. Thank you very much. I believe I can take one or two questions. And Sanjeev has the mic, so please wait for the mic. Raise your hand.
Hi, I'm Tom Safranik, and I've done a lot of this work, maybe there's a couple other people in the room, on electronic lab reporting of more like the reportable diseases, communicable diseases. And when I started thinking about it, and the cancer registry in Nebraska is, you know, outsourced to somebody, and it's somewhat been removed from the mainstream of public health surveillance, so it hasn't been on a radar screen. When I started to conceptualize it, I said, wow, you know, this is so similar to the electronic lab reporting for reportable diseases, given that just about every case of cancer starts with a pathologist diagnosis. And if you have a good LOINC and a SNOMED code, it would just be like, you know, looking for salmonella cases, you know, and pulling those out and using that as the foundation to initiate a more comprehensive cancer registry where you get, you know, eventually you get stages and grades and chemotherapy. I don't even know all the data you guys collect.
Very good.
So, you know, unfortunately, I don't have the bandwidth. I said, oh, this is just ripe for, you know, a parallel type development project analogous to what we've done for the last, you know, 10 years with NEDS and electronic lab reporting. So anyhow, that's just more of an editorial comment, you know, and I'm thrilled to see you guys doing this, and I hope there's lessons learned on both sides that we can share. What I'm really intrigued about, we in the public health community, I don't think we've been that engaged in the continuity of care document, the HIE thing, and I think that CCD has matured as a way to exchange data between various providers in the context of an HIE. And I guess, you know, I'm so intrigued by that because to me, if that is a standard that all healthcare has glommed onto to say that you need to create some kind of a standardized continuity of care document, we should be focusing on that with a radar beam, you know, in the public health community for all sorts of things, saying that is what the clinical community is creating. And in reality, you know, I think 90% of the purpose of an HIE is to assure continuity of care. So I'm curious, are you an expert on that, or have you found people in the public health community that can articulate the data within a continuity of care document? Right. It sounds like you've had to do so to
we
find cancer-related stuff.
Yeah, and I'm checking. Nope, I don't have my expert hat on, so that one, I don't think I've ever earned one of those in CCD. Couple points that I want to mention. The pathology laboratory, volume 5 for sending pathology reports, we took the ELR guide and based off of that and made very minor, if we made any changes at all. And so we did build on that work. And that's where the eMARC tool can turn around and use some of that as well. So people may want to look into that and see how it can be modified a little bit to take into their system as well. As far as CCD, we started out thinking, can we really use this? It's very heavy, it's very whatever. It has turned into a very nice tool for us. Things we never thought about. You know, we've got the physician sending their diagnosis, but we also have a result down here as a pathologist. We need to know that the pathologist made that diagnosis and the physician made this one over here. Wouldn't have thought of it because we have a registrar doing that for herself and, you know, value added. So CCD really is good. It is nationally mandated. It is firm. It is final. And those segments work really well. When we did our first IHE, we built our own segments because we're different, we're special, they're not going to work. Guess what? We spent the next year going, we're not special, this is so much easier if we use theirs. So it's a really good way to find these templates and then just build the one you need. So I'm going to defer any other comments, and I can talk with you afterwards specific on CCD.